Jackie Lamport. Today is Tuesday, November 2nd. Welcome to the Capital Daily Podcast. Today on the show,
I do have some concerns about, you know, is this exactly the best possible way to spend funds from the Affordable Housing Fund? I think that's debatable, but fundamentally, it's certainly an interesting program and an interesting approach from Langford.
For today's Municipal Tuesday, we'll hear about the ups and downs of a new program in Langford that promises to help some first-time condo buyers enter the market by paying part of their down payment. Today's Capital Daily Podcast is brought to you by the Vancouver Island School of Art. Have you heard about Watercolor Mondays? The Vancouver Island School of Art has a perfect way to make your Mondays better. Try their monthly drop-in watercolor painting sessions starting on Monday, December 3rd from 6:30 to 8:30 for only $25. Sign up today at watercolorforeveryone.ca to learn how watercolor painting can add pleasure to your life. That's watercolorforeveryone.ca. Today, co-producer Emily Vance takes the lead on this story.
If you are a renter in Greater Victoria, the idea of one day owning real estate in this red-hot market can seem out of reach, to say the least. The City of Langford says they are looking for ways to help. They've recently announced a new pilot program that attempts to help residents of the municipality break into the market. Called the Langford Attainable Homeownership Program, the city says the program is the first of its kind in Canada. It works like this. The city will provide up to 75% of a down payment on a two-bedroom condo to families of two or more who don't currently own any property. It's only open to people who currently live in Langford and have lived there for more than 2 years. The funding comes from a reserve called the Langford Affordable Housing Reserve Fund. That's a municipal fund that developers pay into when they get a property rezoned. It has enough cash for 250 families to participate. There are quite a number of other qualifications as well. So for today's episode, I spoke with West Shore reporter Zoe Duclaux to find out a little bit more. After that, I spoke with a housing analyst to get his take on how helpful this program is in the grand scheme of Greater Victoria's real estate market. First off, here's my conversation with Zoe. Zoe, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks, Emily.
Okay, so walk us through the program. Can you give us a breakdown of how it works?
Yeah, so the program was announced last week and the details aren't totally finalized yet, but essentially if you qualify, you can get up to 75% of a down payment from Langford for a $450,000 two-bedroom apartment. So you have to be living in Langford and you have to, by the time you apply, I guess you have to have been there for 2 years. So this isn't for people moving to the community. You also have to have a household of at least two people. Dependents do count. So this could be like a single parent or something like that. And you have to have a household income of less than $125,000. You have to have a limited amount of savings. You can't be getting any down payment support from family or friends, i.e. the bank of mom and dad. And there's a few other things in there.
So $450,000, I mean, I am not a real estate agent, but that sounds a fair amount cheaper than a lot of things on the market. Is that market price? Can you explain more about that?
Yeah, $450,000 for a two-bedroom condo is certainly less than market value. When you look at what's listed right now for existing homes, the cheapest that I found that's listed currently is $490,000 for a fairly old building. The most expensive that I found is almost $900,000 for a condo. So what's interesting about this program is that you can't just go out and find any old condo that you want to buy. It's actually going to be specific condo units from participating developers. And so the buildings that this program is eligible for haven't even been built yet. Most of them haven't even been approved yet.
Okay, so if I was somebody in Langford interested in this program, how would I go about, you know, finding a unit, applying for it, seeing if I qualify?
Yeah, at this point, the program is going to launch formally at the beginning of 2022. So presumably you would be able to apply then, see if you qualify. And then when the buildings become, I suppose when the development permit is approved, then pre-sale financing would begin or pre-sales would begin. And then you can look at the units that are set aside for this program.
Okay, but this contribution does not involve the pre-sale financing. So you would have to put down the pre-sale yourself. And then upon sale of the home, then Langford would kick in their contribution?
That's right. And this is something I found very surprising about the program, is that it's designed for people supposedly who are having trouble saving up for a down payment. And yet with a presale financing, you typically can't finance that amount. And the amount of a presale deposit could range from 5 to 20% of the total purchase, depending on the agreement with the developer. And so if you're approved for this program, you're going to get potentially up to almost $17,000 towards your down payment, but you're still going to have to come up with $22,000 at least for the presale financing.
Okay, and that's your best case scenario. So $22,500 is 5% presale deposit on a condo that's $450,000.
That's right.
Okay, tell me about some of these units that are available. I mean, I know that they're hypothetical, but you know, where will they exist?
I'm guessing that they will mostly be in Langford's downtown core, since that's where the community plan has zoned for density, and they're planning. We know, you know, Mayor Stu Young and councillors have been very clear that that's where they're planning to build density, and they're planning to build high rises. So I'm guessing that most of the units are going to be there, although none of them have been finalized yet. There is one that's mentioned the attainable home ownership program in its rezoning permit, and that is a building at the end of Goldstream Avenue. It's kind of at the west end of Langford Lake, very close to the highway. And what a realtor who I spoke with pointed out is that probably these units that are part of the attainable home ownership program are going to be the ones that are directly facing the highway. And he seems to say that they're not even going to be offset very much. They're not going to be elevated very much, like you'll see buildings on the other side of the highway. These ones he described that you could spit from your window onto the highway. So his fear is that they're not going to be very desirable units.
If somebody listening to this is interested in the program, they fit the qualifications, it piques their interest, or they just straight up want to know more, where can they go to find out?
Yeah, you can go to langford.ca/welcome home is their landing page, and you can sign up for, I believe, to be notified when applications are open.
Okay, Zoe, thank you so much for chatting with me about this. I'm curious to see how it unfolds and how much interest there will be in the program.
Me too. Thanks, Emily.
And we'll take a quick break here for a word from our sponsor. Today's Capital Daily Podcast is brought to you by Max Sold, your local experts for downsizing and estate sales. At Max Sold, they assist thousands of Canadians each year with a process that's quick, practical, and transparent. Their local experts provide on-site and online service, and they can get everything sold and removed in less than 2 weeks. Visit them at maxsold.com or call 1-866-586-1799. Get $50 off with code CAPITALDAILY50. Terms and conditions apply. MaxSold.com.
After hearing about the basics of the program, I still had quite a few questions. So I reached out to Leo Spalteholtz, a housing analyst and a Capital Daily contributor. Leo runs the blog House Hunt Victoria, and he's also a volunteer with the group Homes for Living YYJ. Here's our conversation. Leo, welcome back to the show. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us again.
Thank you, Emily. Pleasure to be on again.
So I'll start broadly. What's your take on the Langford Attainable Homeownership Program?
Yeah, I think it's difficult to really directly criticize it. You know, any subsidy for housing is welcome, I think. And, you know, certainly the 250 some odd families that are hopefully going to benefit from it, you know, will appreciate the help. You know, I do have some concerns about, you know, is this exactly the best possible way to spend funds from the Affordable Housing Fund? You know, I think that's debatable, but fundamentally, it's certainly an interesting program and an interesting approach from Langford.
Okay. And overall, what's your sense of how helpful this will be for the people that it benefits?
I think it will definitely help. I think a lot of the focus has been on the actual gift of the down payment funds, which on, you know, they estimate is about on average $12,000 per household. Mm-hmm. But I think the, you know, more substantial benefit may actually be because they've kind of committed themselves to this $450,000 target price. And right now that is already substantially below the market value of, you know, two bedroom condos of that size in Langford. I looked at, you know, recent sales in that space in terms of pre-sales and resales, and it's closer to about 540,000. So, and right now condo prices are rising. So it may be by the time these products are actually released, this could be substantially under market. Now, of course, you know, as you noted in your article, these units are not going to be, you know, the prime units. So we won't know exactly how much under market they might be until we actually see them. But I think it is a fairly substantial gap even now, you know, let alone in 2022 when prices might be even higher.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that also. Just seems as though the market will just continue going up and up and up. I guess you could look at it as a potential gain as well. I mean, I know you're not allowed to sell the condo until 5 years after you buy it. But at that point, you know, I guess your capital could have increased substantially.
Yeah, and I think they have taken some reasonable measures to make sure this is not going to speculators, right? There is that holding period. You know, this is not for people who already have real estate holdings or extensive assets. But, you know, the reality is, I mean, I think anybody who owns a house is part speculator, right? Everybody has that in the back of their mind. What is the value of this going to be when I end up having to sell it in the future? You know, especially for condos, it's pretty rare that somebody stays in there for their entire life.
How common is it that a municipality would step in and help to facilitate a program like this?
There have been some similar programs in the past. It's fairly rare, I would say. I would say the closest that we have to this kind of program right now is the federal program, but it's a little bit different in that for first-time homebuyers, they will actually buy part of the condo with you, right? So it's a little different than the Langford program where they're saying, you know, we're gifting you the money for the down payment with some restrictions. You can't flip this thing. You can't rent it out. But it's not quite like the CMHC program where they're actually buying part of it. And then when you go to sell that condo, they will want their 5% back or 10% back.
Are there any drawbacks that you see to this plan?
Well, I think there's a couple things. I mean, fundamentally, if you look at their estimate of, 250 families and $3 million, it's about $12,000 per family. They're basically banking on people with approximately that $100,000 to $115,000 income taking advantage of this, which makes sense because once you get a lot lower than that, they're going to have trouble qualifying for the $450,000 mortgage. So the question there is, you know, if we're going to spend or if Langford is going to spend money out of the Affordable Housing Fund, is this the area of greatest need? And if you read their housing needs assessment, you know, they don't talk a lot about families making $100,000 looking to buy a condo. You know, they talk a lot about the people, mostly renters, that are in extreme core housing need in Langford. You know, that's about 5% of people in Langford. And that's people spending more than 50% of their incomes on rent. And those are mostly lone parent households. So usually single mothers that are making low incomes. And, you know, arguably, those are the people that are suffering the most from the housing crisis. You know, you could make the case that if any effort should be made to help on affordability, maybe start with those in greatest need, rather than perhaps families that are probably going to be able to buy one of these condos anyways at some point. It may not be now, it may be in a few years. So it's kind of taking some demand from the future and bringing it to today.
Mm-hmm. That's what struck me as well, is you have to be pre-approved for the mortgage. So you already have to be in a fairly stable financial position to be able to afford this in the first place.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And so would this fall under the category of, we hear a lot about missing middle housing. Does this qualify?
Not generally. So usually when people talk about missing middle, it's more that kind of between duplexes, and it can go into low rise kind of courtyard developments. But, you know, looking at the one project that we know about that will have units from this, so 1365 Goldstream, you know, that's a 6-floor condo development. Most people would not call that missing middle per se.
Mm-hmm. Is there a category that this would fall into in terms of a housing need that's being filled?
Well, in the housing needs assessment, Langford did talk about the need for family size housing. However, in that document, they define that as 3 bedrooms. not two bedrooms. So while a two-bedroom condo can certainly work for a family, you know, once you've got a couple kids, then that starts to get very tight. So, you know, it's maybe on the low end of what you might call family suitable, but certainly more for smaller families.
Is there some concern, given that the fund comes from developers, that this is, you know, a fairly good deal for condo developers? One criticism that I can think of the program is that it definitely guarantees sales of those more undesirable units.
Yeah, I think because of the price point that they're basically guaranteeing, they've said, you know, it's going to be $450,000. And just because of where the market is right now, I don't think it's going to be substantially below market in terms of, like, this is going to be a way to get rid of things they would have had to sell for cheaper. You know, we never know. We don't know exactly what those units will be like. We'll have to wait until they're actually released. But I do suspect that these will be, you know, A, the less desirable units in the building, and, you know, maybe they've cut some of the finishes down to something less luxurious, right, to try and get that price point in.
Okay. How far will this go towards addressing some of those housing needs in Langford and in Greater Victoria?
I mean, fundamentally, it's a drop in the bucket, right? I mean, it will not move the needle in terms of the housing crisis. And I mean, one thing it does do is it adds demand at a time when, you know, the one thing we're not short of is demand. And right now, what we're really short of is supply. But of course, you know, developers in Langford has always been building kind of at top speed. So there's little they could do on that side to accelerate the supply of homes. You know, this is something that will certainly benefit the 250 families that can take advantage. And last I heard, it was almost fully subscribed already, or they had about 200 people already on their wait list. I think it's a bit of an indictment of the state of the housing crisis right now that families making $100,000, $125,000 would even need help getting into a condo, right? You know, it just kind of shows how bad it has gotten and how bad prices have gotten, that this is something, you know, these families may not be the ones in greatest need, but they're certainly struggling with housing, just like most people are in the city.
Is there any way that you would like to see this program expanded in the future? Would you like to see other municipalities adopt similar measures?
I think it's an okay program. I don't think I would really like to see other municipalities adopt it, because fundamentally the funds that municipalities have for affordable housing are limited, and I would rather see them directed to people in greater need that are really on the margins of housing and, you know, are at risk of becoming homeless.
Okay. Leo, is there anything else that you think is important to bring up here?
I think that's basically it. I mean, again, from the housing needs report, you know, they say there were 102 families on BC Housing's waitlist for non-market housing in Langford. You know, if there was a program to try and get those into non-market housing or incentivize developers to add some non-market units to their developments, you know, again, that maybe have a bigger impact. I think, why did they choose to go this direction? It's very cheap. Right? They can say, hey, we're spending $12,000 per family, and we get something, we get some kind of subsidy out of it. If they wanted to try to create, say, shelter rate rentals that rent for $375 a month for somebody who's on income assistance, that would cost a lot more per unit.
Okay, so this was kind of, I mean, to use the cliche, some low-hanging fruit. It does help people, but it is not, won't be the saving grace of the condo market here.
Yeah, and it, you know, makes for good headlines if you say, you know, 250 families helped rather than, you know, 50 or 10 with the same money that would go to deep affordability.
Well, Leo, thank you so much for joining us again, as always.
Thank you, Emily. My pleasure.
If you want to help support Capital Daily's local journalism and connect your business with our engaged and curious Greater Victoria audience of over 50,000, you can email our partnerships team at advertising@capitaldaily.ca. Thank you. Thanks so much for joining us today. If you enjoyed the show, please leave a rating and a review, and also subscribe so that you don't miss any episodes going forward. We post new shows every Monday to Friday. My name is Jackie Lamport. This is the Capital Daily Podcast. We'll talk to you tomorrow.